This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's like you going into our locker room now and watching what happens.
Seeing behind the scenes a little bit, huh?
Last time you went here after you got drafted? No, you've been in here for that.
Yeah, I think that was the last time. I came up. Yeah, me and James came the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that was the last time. Crazy.
They used to do the post practice press conferences and stuff in here.
Really?
Everything used to be in here.
So they didn't have the one in the indoor? It wasn't?
No.
Yeah, I think that was the only time I've ever been in here was that. Oh, actually, I think I came right before we started OTAs last year.
Okay.
I think that was, yeah. I got in last night. So got in last night, came in this morning, just did a little quick workout, hung out, saw some people. Then you said what? No, I'll be here. I'll be here for the rest of the week. Just getting some stuff done, hanging out, seeing some guys. So,
are you guys? Is everybody good? Jay, you good?
Yep.
Thanks.
No, you're good. All good. All good. It's all good.
All right, Charles. So, can you just tell us when this process started for you and how it unfolded over the last several weeks, I guess?
Yeah, I think it started, right when the season ended. We had our end of season, meetings and stuff, and, talked about hopefully getting something done. You know, didn't really know the timeline, but, I knew I wanted to be here and, hopefully get, a little security and be here for a long time. They expressed the same thing. So, I think they called my agent probably a week and a half ago and, started figuring out the details of what was going to happen. Had some conversations for a couple of days and then, it was locked in after that. I'm so thankful that, I'm in this organization and I get to stay in this organization. It's not often that you get to be around great people, great teammates, great fans, and a great city. So, I don't take that for granted. And, I understand how blessed I am to be here and to be in this position. And, I wanted to be here as long as I could. Yeah, I think so. I think it's just a lot of responsibility. I think I was looking outside of myself a lot of the times as to where I could help other guys, and you know, putting people in the right positions and doing things like that. That sometimes, you know, you lose yourself a little bit, and I think that's a process that you kind of have to go through. You know, you can't really understand what that's like until you do it. So I'm glad I had that, you know, that realization throughout the year. I feel like I got better each and every week, just understanding, you know, my role on the team and what I need to do in that area, and then as well as my job and, you know, what I have to do to perform the best of my abilities as well. So I think managing that and, you know, having that experience now is really, really helpful, and, you know, something that I've thought about a lot already this offseason, you know, going into this next year. Yeah, I think the main thing is understanding that, you know, I have to slot my time in a way of where I'm dedicating myself to what I have to do, and then I'm dedicating myself to what the guys around me need. And I think that's, you know, kind of where, you know, my mind went whenever I was trying to figure out how to adjust and how to manage, you know, an extra responsibility and that privilege of being a captain. And a lot of work and communication. You know, Will Greenberg's a guy that I've you know, really relied on a lot to help me in that area. And, you know, I feel like we've done a lot of work together to improve, you know, just the overall ability on and off the field.
How would you describe it? A lot of leaders, a lot of captains were here, left, you come in. What's that like day-to-day? And like, how would you describe your leadership style once you kind of turn that corner?
Yeah, I think first it just starts off, you know, leading by example. You know, I was a young guy coming in, you know, being named captain in my third season. So I think the main thing is you gotta do the right things yourself. You know, you gotta put yourself in position to be successful and, you know, set the standard for the guys around you. So, you know, when things get tough, when things are hard, you know, you're late in the season, guys are looking at you as somebody to model and, you know, somebody that is trying to do it the right way. And, you know, to answer your question, really, with a bunch of the guys leaving that we had last year, I think, like I said, it was an extra responsibility to really be, you know, a steady force and, you know, to be myself, but also look outside of myself to really, you know, help the guys around me. And, you know, I take that, you know, with honor and wear that badge with pride. And, you know, it's something that I really tried to focus on this year. And, you know, like I said, you don't really know what it's like or how to manage it or how to navigate it until you do it. And, you know, I'm thankful that I got that experience.
Terrell, when did you know this was a special organization that you wanted to be part of? You know, you said at the beginning, like, you knew you wanted to stay here. Was there a moment when you're like, okay, like, I could see myself playing here for a long time?
I think in the middle of my rookie season, you know, I wasn't playing, you know, on defense really. And, you know, the relationships that I've built with the guys here, the coaches, you know, people upstairs, I think that's what helped me understand that this isn't just a business. You know, it is a business, but it's more than that. The people care about you. They want to see you succeed. They want you to be, you know, successful and on and off the field. And, you know, I felt that even when I wasn't playing. So, you know, I knew it was genuine, and, you know, I knew that, you know, at the end of the day, this is where I wanted to be.
What was it like for you to know that they wanted you to stay long term, to like get that back? To, like, you wanted to be here, but they also wanted you to be here for the long term.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a great feeling. you know, you never know what to expect, you know, in the business, but I think, you know, having those conversations to where, you know, they expressed that they wanted me back and they wanted me to be here and to help out on, you know, the defensive side of the ball, obviously, but, you know, the whole team, you know, it's nothing like it. You know, you put so much work and so much effort and so much energy into it, and to feel, you know, that feeling, it's, you know, very rewarding. And, you know, it makes you want to double down on what you've done and to, you know, really improve, you know, everything that's gotten me to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I called Khalil, you know, right after he got signed. You know, we came in together, the same draft class. Our wives are really good friends. We hang out all the time in the offseason, even during the season. You know, we'll do stuff together. So to see him sign his extension was awesome. you know, he's a guy that's you know, from the day he stepped in, he's been consistent and has done things the right way. So to see him, you know, sign his extension was incredible. And then the same thing with Greg. You know, he's a year older than me in the league. He's been here 1 year longer, but, you know, he's a dude that has come in and elevated every single year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here that I've been here, somebody that does it the right way, that focuses on, you know, the day-to-day process. And, you know, I think you see that in how he plays and, you know, the energy that he has and, you know, how guys kind of gravitate towards him. You know, so happy for those guys. You know, it's amazing that we're in an organization that you know, wants to keep us around and, you know, wants to build with us here. So, you know, I can't be more thankful.
Your draft class, obviously Greg was here before you, but Khalil, you, also James and Christian, they have, you know, contracts coming up as well. How important and great would it be to keep those guys with this whole group that came in together too?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. You know, I talked to both of those guys. You know, like you said, our draft class, you know, the guys that you're talking about, it's been fun, you know, getting to work and come in and see those guys, you know, progress in their careers, you know, on and off the field as men and as football players. So to have them back would be amazing. You know, I know they want to be back, and, you know, I know we're trying to work through it right now, but, you know, I can't say enough good things about them, and, you know, excited to see what's about to happen.
And Terrell, you have six linebackers now all under contract. All you guys are locked in. I think Tyreek's the only one who came in late, you know, mm-hmm. at the end of the year. What does it mean for this group to still know you're going to be together, the guys run it back, Joe, Dalen, Eddie, Matt, everybody?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great feeling. You know, just the relationship that we have together as a unit, you know, I feel like we force each other to grow and we force each other to get better. You know, Balin's a guy that I really lean on, you know, whether it's talking about stuff off the field, talking about schematics on the field. You know, obviously my relationship with Matt has been great. He's a guy that I looked up to for a really long time. So, you know, to be able to be, you know, shoulder to shoulder with him and go through it all with him, you know, I'm excited. You know, like you said, we have our guys coming back, and you know, we're all having the same mindset and the same focus and the same intentionality of what we want to get done and what we want to accomplish this year. So it's gonna be fun.
Terrell, going back to your rookie year, you talked about it before. You got your first start in New York. You kind of said that your head was spinning a little bit that
mm-hmm.
year. How crazy is it that it seems like, does that feel like it was just yesterday to now signing your second contract in the NFL and being a big part of this team? Does it seem crazy that wasn't that long ago, or does it feel like a forever ago?
Yeah, honestly, it doesn't seem like that long ago. It's insane to look back and think about it. You know, it's something I reflected on, you know, a couple of days ago. It was just the journey that it's taken to get here. You know, like you said, that game I came in and, you know, I just was out there, you know, trying to just run around and make plays. And, you know, some things went well, some things didn't. But, you know, just the journey, you know, looking back, I think I was inactive for, you know, the Cincinnati game, the playoff game, my last game of my rookie year. And, you know, what that, you know, molded in my mind and really, you know, forced me to look at myself and find areas to grow. You know, that's something that I'll hold, you know, in my mind for a long time. And, you know, to think it was just a few years ago now is crazy.
What was going through your mind then after that Cincy game? How did you go the right direction versus the other one?
Yeah, I think I just looked at myself as what can I do to provide value to the team? You know, I think that's a moment where, like you said, you can go one of two ways where you're like, all right, whatever, like I'm not going to be good enough. I'm not there yet. Or it can, you know, motivate you to take another step. And I feel like that's what I tried to do that offseason. You know, had an opportunity to come in and play that next year. And, you know, I did everything that I could that offseason to get my mind right, to get my body right, to really just prepare for if I did get a shot. And, you know, looking back now, like I said, 2 years, whatever, 2.5 years ago, it's crazy how fast, you know, time flies.
Terrell, Greg was in here the other day, and one of the things he said was that he feels a responsibility to prove to Brandon and Sean, basically to prove them right in regards to, you know, the extension being the right decision. When a player gets a second contract, a lucrative one, there's an expectation, you know, in terms of their performance. So how do you view, you know, whether you consider it pressure or that expectation that comes with getting a second contract?
Yeah, I don't really see it as pressure. You know, to me, I see it as they're, you know, gifting you another opportunity. You know, when they draft you, you know, you want to, you know, capitalize off the opportunity, and then, you know, you sign another deal, you want to do the same thing. You know, that's where my mindset went. You know, like we talked about earlier, they wanted me back and I wanted to be back. And, you know, I think I want to reward them with how I play and how I show up every day, you know, how I lead, and really just who I am in the building. I think that's where my mind goes. So I don't really view it as pressure. I view it as another opportunity to go out there and play in front of great fans with great teammates with a great staff.
When the news broke, who were some of the first people to reach out to you?
Yeah. So, obviously family, you know, talk to them, but, you know, from the team, you know, Khalil hit me up, Josh hit me up. I talked to Greg, and then I talked to Matt. So all, you know, a bunch of guys, you know, it was an amazing experience. Everybody was happy for me. And, you know, was just excited that you know, we got something done, and, you know, I was going to be here for a while. It's such a surreal experience and feeling to, you know, go through it. And, you know, you have an idea of what it would be like and, what you would feel like whenever it's done, but, you know, you really don't know until it happens. So it was awesome.
You guys play on opposite sides of the ball, but you're the two captains of the team. And then last night, Josh gets the most guaranteed money in NFL history.
Yep.
Why is he worth that? Why does he deserve that?
I think you see it every Sunday, you know, just how he plays and what he does for our team. But also outside of that, I think, you know, the confidence he brings in everybody else. You know, I feel like, truthfully, whenever we have 17 back there, you got a shot. Whatever else is going on, whatever else has happened within the game, when you see Josh, you know you got a shot. And, you know, he's been a really great quarterback for a long time in this league. And I think last year you saw how great he really is and, you know, what he can really do. So happy for him. He is everything that you want in a franchise quarterback. You know, he's the person, the player, all of it. So, you know, super deserving of that. And honestly, probably more, you know, he's everything to this organization.
Well, anything you like to spend on travel, clothes?
Nothing, man. Nah, not really. I think I'm going to put it away. I got a little baby girl on the way. So, we'll be preparing for that.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
How do you have a chance to kind of decompress? What do you think kind of went wrong that last game, and what's the key to
keeping over the home? I think, man, the main thing is we got to make plays down the stretch. You know, there's opportunities for things to change the game, and we just didn't make enough plays. You know, the coaches put us in position. I feel like we did, you know, all the work leading up that week to put ourselves in position to win that game, and, you know, we just didn't do it. And I think that's what, you know, playoff football, what it comes down to. Like, you gotta make a play here or there to win it. And, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, we didn't do that. And, you know, that's something that we'll look at, ways to improve that, ways to, you know, do that in those situations in the critical moments of the game. And, you know, we'll recalibrate and do it again. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.